I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on efforts to shore up patient privacy breaches at UCLA Medical Center. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. UCLA medical staff snooped into more than 1,000 confidential patient records, dozens more than previously thought. A sixth investigation by the Department of Public Health turned up 1,041 cases in which patient records were improperly accessed. The hospital has now disciplined 165 employees, 38 more than the number cited in the state's August investigation. UCLA Health Sciences spokesperson Roxanne Moster says the medical center responded to the findings by firing some employees, putting some on notice, and retraining its entire staff in privacy practices. It has also revamped its HIPAA policies.
We have evaluated and enhanced our clinical information systems to reduce the risk of information security violations. An example of that would be masking the social security numbers to only display the last four digits. And we've also created a requirement to identify the reasons that a person would access a patient's clinical record. And we've actually more than doubled the number of individuals who we proactively audit to ensure that their privacy is maintained.
UCLA's privacy breaches were first brought to light earlier this year when the LA Times reported that the personal records of celebrities like Britney Spears, Farrah Fawcett, and California's First Lady Maria Shriver were leaked by UCLA employees. In one case, a staff member sold a patient's records to a celebrity magazine. After state investigators stepped in, UCLA began conducting its own audits and uncovered additional breaches. Moster says the medical center has since implemented a new training model for its staff.
What the doctors, staff, students, and myself had to do was we would log on to an interactive training module on your computer, and it would give you information, and then it would provide questions, and you would have to answer them. And it would give you different examples of situations that doctors or nurses or support staff would be in so that they could better understand, would this be a violation of privacy if I were to do this? So it gave people concrete examples.
Each UCLA medical center is autonomous. So, for example, UCSF medical staff can't access patient records at UC San Diego Medical Center. Each center also has its own protocol and training policies. But Patrick Schlesinger, Director of Research Compliance for the University of California, says the HIPAA breach at UCLA served as a wake-up call for the rest of the UC system.
We have taken a hard look at both the education that we provide our medical center staff, as well as the surveillance techniques we use to check on unauthorized access to records, and finally, the kind of sanctions and enforcement we put in place when we catch employees making the unauthorized access.
Schlesinger says moving to all electronic health records may enhance security measures in some cases, but he says it's not a silver bullet. He says the goal is not to make security so tight that it interferes with staff's ability to access records.
The electronic health records realm does allow some technological solutions, but it is more than just a technological problem. Part of it is making sure that you're educating your workforce. At the end of the day, you're still dealing with human beings. The best you can do is make sure you have a screening process in place that one hopes would catch employees that have had problems in their past.
Kathleen Billingsley, Deputy Director of the California Department of Public Health Center for Healthcare Quality, says the state wants to send a clear message to medical facilities around California that it won't tolerate breaches in patient privacy. Billingsley says Governor Schwarzenegger gave her department more clout when he signed SB 541.
There are two pieces to SB 541. The first piece of it sets the maximum amount of $250,000 for the breaches of medical records. The second part of that same legislation actually increases the administrative penalties that can be issued to an acute care hospital, acute psychiatric hospital, or a specialty hospital. And it raises the baseline penalty amount from $25,000 to $50,000.
Subsequent penalties increased by $25,000. So, for example, the second time would be $75,000 and the third time $100,000. Billingsley says her department has no plans to conduct routine investigations to find violations. Instead, the department is counting on hospitals and patients to report incidents themselves.
Right now, our focus will be on implementation of this legislation, and we will start our outreach for making sure that providers clearly understand what the enforcement action could be. And then our next step, again, will be to work with providers on sharing best practices.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.